Hi guys, welcome back to the Tone Deaf Hippies. I'm Sulema Wagner.
And I'm Vince Montenegro.
And today we are going to be doing a Halloween special. We are going to be discussing the best cult movie ever.
According to Sulema. I've never seen it.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Woo! Okay, so yeah, so you haven't seen this movie, no. Huh? So
I've seen like bits of it, like when I'm flipping through, you know, TV. Mm-hmm.
And you just don't watch it.
I tried watching it. It just, I was like, like.
I think everyone's like that though the first time, because I was a little bit like confused on what was going on and everything. It took me, you know, till maybe my second try, but. But let me just say that when I did ask you about it, I asked him via text, by the way, and I really thought you were going to say, yeah, you know, because I know that's your thing. You watch, you know, like movies that,
cult movies
or like B movies, you know, and stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, he's got to see it. I get back this text saying, no, I've never seen it. Is the moment when I knew I was cooler than my friends. It was very clear to me. I was like, oh my God.
And then she said, I'm going to make this an episode.
Yes.
And I was like, Megan, tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I think it's like, cool because it's still, you know, I know our show is on music and bands, but it's a musical, you know.
I think that's one of the reasons why I don't like it, because I don't like musicals.
But it's not like a musical, like, it maybe in your head if you're thinking, like, Sound of Music or something like that. It's not like that, you know? It's a musical, but it's a play on science, science fiction movies, you
from
know?
From the 50s, right?
Yeah. And the B-horror movies. From the 50s also. It's kind of like a play on that and stuff. You'll see why. But, so I'm going to be telling you guys about Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I guess teaching Vince, too, on how to be cool.
I don't know about that.
Okay. So, actually, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's really called Rocky Horror Show. And that's because it was a play. Mm-hmm. So it was a play in London, and it was written by an out-of-work actor. His name is Richard O'Brien, and he wrote the play, and he's actually even in it too. He plays Riff Raff, which is the butler guy. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I don't know if you've.
Oh, but, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because she's wearing a shirt.
Yes, I'm wearing my Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And I'm like, oh, that one.
So I'm like, this guy right here. So, he's the one that wrote it. I know it's a play. And Lou Adler, the guy that did a lot of the music for the 1960s girl groups. So I found a connection there too, without even trying. I was like, wait, this main show song. Was like from Lou Adler, and he worked a lot with a lot of the girl groups and stuff. He's a singer songwriter, but he's also a producer. And so he was out there and he saw the play. He really liked it, and he got the rights. He bought the rights for it. To make it into a movie, but they still had to change something on the title and everything, so he added the picture, because now it's in picture.
Yeah.
So now it's called the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and so they made it into a movie in the United States, but they still filmed out there in London. And they filmed in like an old rundown castle out there. And let me tell you first who's in it, so that I could continue. Okay, so Tim. These are all the actors. Tim Curry, he plays Dr. Frankenfurter. Susan Sarandon. She plays Janet
She's
Weiss.
She's in this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Barry Bostwick, and that's Brad Majors. Richard O'Brien, Riff Raff. Patricia Quinn is Magenta. Nell Campbell as Columbia. Jonathan Adams as Dr. Scott. Peter Hinwood as Rocky. Meatloaf, he's in it too, as Eddie. And Charles Grau as the criminologist. So, okay. So, like I said, this is like a science, it's a play or movie that is doing like a parody or satire of science fiction and B-movies from the 50s.
See, I didn't know that.
And it's about a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. That's for the song. It's a musical, and all the songs are really catchy and cool and stuff, especially Time Warp. Because then you do a little dance to it. It's like when it's like, it's just a jump to the, just a step to the left and a jump to the right. And you've never heard that song? Like, no. It's a jump to the left and then a step to the right.
No, that's
what
I'm like, wait.
Put your hands on your hips. Brings your knee, bring your knees in tight.
I have seen.
You gotta watch it. Oh my god, you guys, check this movie out. I swear. Okay, so the first time I saw this movie,
maybe I should watch it.
The first time I saw this movie was actually in college. I went to college out in Ohio.
High school, the first time I saw like a clip
of it,
and that's why I was like, eh.
Yeah, I didn't see it that young, so maybe you gotta
maybe
with time or something. But the cool thing about it is that, so I went to college in Ohio. And I didn't know a lot of people, obviously, in college there, you know.
You're a loser.
No, because I wasn't from Ohio, so I didn't know anyone there yet and stuff. Because a lot of people, you know, knew each other there. It's a small town. But they were playing, it was close to Halloween, and so they were going to do a midnight screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I was like, what's this? You know, let me check it out. And when the... this girl that I had made friends with in my math class was like, oh, you should check it out. You've never gone. I'm going to go. So we went, and I didn't really, like, get the movie at first too much. I was like, what is going on? But I was fascinated by what everyone, since it's a cult movie, by, like, the stuff that they do with that movie. And so, like, they act out parts of the scene along with it. First of all, a lot of people go dressed up as characters, so
yeah,
there's a lot
I know,
of people.
I know that, like, when people are into that movie, they're like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
some
dressed
people,
up.
Yeah.
But
that.
It's funny on this one because you see a lot of guys walking around in like 5-inch heels and fishnets with garter belts and a bustier, you know, as Dr. Frankenfurter. So. But yeah, they dress up as everyone, as Janet, as Magenta. Magenta is the maid with the crazy hair. And then there's Riff Raff, the butler, you know, with the blonde hair and crazy, and he's like hunchback and stuff,
yeah.
You know. And then there's Columbia. She's the one that has like bright color hair and the top hat, the sequins. She tap dances too. And she has a really high-pitched voice when she talks, like really, really high-pitched voice. What it is, the whole like plot of the story is this girl and this guy. So Janet and Brad, which is played by Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostwick, they're at their friend's wedding. And after the wedding, Brad proposes to Janet. They're engaged and they're really happy and they want to go see. They had met each other back in high school in their science class with Dr. Scott. So they're like, let's go visit Dr. Scott, tell him the good news. You know, we're married thanks to him, blah, blah, blah. So they're on their way to go see him. You know, they get a flat tire and they're stuck. So they want to get some help, and the only thing around is this giant, creepy castle, you know? And they decide,
oh, really?
Yeah, it starts raining, you know, so they got to do something. So they decide to go and see if they have a phone they can use at this really creepy gothic castle, you know. They go there.
Where does it take place?
Well, in the movie itself, they never say,
oh, like, it's just like,
right, yeah, just
an imaginary place.
Exactly.
But by the looks of it, like, where does it look? Like, if I were to watch it,
I think somewhere in England, actually. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. But like England or Germany?
No, I would think somewhere in England. But Brad and Janet, and they said that actually too. They, when they did it out here, because they wanted to attract the American culture to it too. So they made them purposely American actors to play American, you know. What's the word? I can't think of the word. Characters. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Long day today. So they go, they try to see if there's a phone, whatever. And they have caught them on a special day, a special holiday or whatever,
all
you know.
The people that live in
that
the castle.
Live there, exactly. They start all dancing and singing and everything. They're like weirded out, what's going on? All of a sudden they turn around and there's Dr. Frankenfurter, and he is a transvestite wearing 5-inch heels and fishnets and bustier. And so he tells them, you know what, I can't get a mechanic till tomorrow, blah blah blah, spend the night. They do, and a lot of weird stuff starts happening. And it's, you know, song with every scene and everything and stuff, so that makes it really funny. Meatloaf is also in it. He's a singer too, from 60s, 70s,
what's
80s era.
What's his one song?
Do Anything for Love.
No, there's another one. Something, or was it Bad Out of Hell or something?
Yeah, Bad Out of Hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember I saw his movie, the movie they made about him.
There's a movie about him?
Yeah, I remember. I watched it when I was in high school.
Derek's a really good.
Really?
I
think it was like on VH1 or something like that.
You said he was in Haskell? Is that what you
said? No, I said I was in high school when that movie came out.
I thought he was an asshole. I was like, wait, what? Because Derek's a really big Meatloaf fan. Yeah. He plays Eddie, which he just plays like a normal guy. Uh-huh. Also, you know, he's not part of the clan and stuff. And I guess he was working for them at some point or something. I don't know. It's never really said. In the movie, it's just kind of implied, but Dr. Frankenfurter doesn't want anything to do with him anymore, and he kills him. And then he serves them to them.
What?
Yes. He serves them to them.
Oh.
Columbia, she's the girl that tap dances, that has the little sequins hat. Yeah, and the she was in love with Eddie, so she gets totally grossed out, obviously, and stuff. And then all of a sudden, this is the biggest thing, I can't believe I didn't mention it. It's also a really big take on Frankenstein, yeah. You know? So he's Dr. Frankenfurter, he's Dr. Frankenstein.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I like, wait, that's
so it's like supposed to be like that, but a play like, of it, and, you know? So he's Dr. Frankenstein, supposedly, but his name is Dr. Frankenfurter on here, and he creates Rocky. That's his creation.
Oh.
But since he's a sweet transvestite, he like kind of made him as his sex object, kind of.
Oh.
Yes, that is why he created him, pretty much. That's his whole sole purpose. Yes. But he's
weird.
You have to. I'm telling you, you gotta check it out. You gotta check it out. At least give it a chance and stuff, so you could see what I'm talking about. But yeah, his name's Rocky, and he's really dumb, like Frank. You know, like in the movie Frankenstein,
really?
He gets up,
yeah.
You know, because he's like he was just born. He has no brain, right? And he's scared of fire too and stuff. Yeah, so it's just like that and stuff. But he's really dumb. He can't talk, and he's the people don't really like him and everything, the people that already live there and everything, especially Riff Raff and Magenta, which they're brother and sister, by the way. And so they spook him away to try to get him to leave or whatever with fire. And they tell Dr. Frankenfurter he's gone, whatever. But he's actually back there in the castle. And then Janet goes looking for Brad to leave the castle because she's freaked out, but runs into him. And she is a virgin. And she sings this whole song to him about it and this and that. But she ends up sleeping with him. And then Dr. Frankenfurter and Brad come down and everything. They catch them and stuff. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere too, and it's never said why, Dr. Scott shows up there too. He's in a wheelchair and everything. He's the guy they were going to go see. So then they start arguing about, you know, the people want to get back to Transylvania, which is in space, because they're aliens, obviously, too. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but yeah, they're supposed to be aliens
from a planet called Transylvania. That they're aliens.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like that. It doesn't make sense on a lot of things. A lot of things are kind of, but it's what.
But I guess
good, you know, or something.
I guess now
it's so bad.
Why it's so like making fun of like B movies.
It is. It's like very. It looks not the way it's filmed or anything, or the costumes, but you could tell like it looks like a B movie.
Yeah.
Or something.
See, I remember. I think,
but it's
that,
not the costumes or anything.
I remember
like
that, like from
or
the first couple minutes that I watched it.
Yeah,
like,
it looks
very
the
B-movie.
Acting kind of.
Yeah.
They do, but they do it on purpose. It's Susan Sarandon.
See, but
that's
the thing.
I didn't think
about that when I was in high school when I saw it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's why I was like, like it didn't appeal to me at the
maybe
time.
Maybe because you were still too young. Now we get that stuff and everything, but it's a great movie, guys. Check it out. I just wanted to talk about this one today as our Halloween special and stuff.
Yeah,
because
a lot of bars do like a horror, like
they do
Rocky Horror Show themed stuff during this.
If we weren't during Corona, coronavirus pandemic right now, I bet you there would be a line wrapped around that movie theater. There's a movie theater in Santa Monica that does midnight showings of Rocky Horror Picture Show. But I love that they do it the entire year. They don't just do it around Halloween or anything. So there's times that when we're out there and stuff and we pass by it, you'll see like the people outside, you know, dressed up like that and everything. It's really funny. But that's pretty much it, you know. Check it out. You have to check it out, Vince.
Yeah,
tell me you're going to check it out, please. Yeah.
I think I am.
Okay.
I'm curious now. I'm like, maybe
you should.
I need to watch it now that I'm...
You should. But that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about on this. And I thought it was cool that I did find that connection with Lou Adler that we're just talking about, all these 60s girls groups.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a big, big part of it with Motown artists and things like that. So, but yeah, that's it for me. Yeah, so guys, check out that movie. And I just remembered, Vince, if you have Hulu or anyone that has Hulu, it's
sure
free
do.
Right now for Halloween and stuff. So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's on there. And actually, this is funny.
Wait, Hulu's
free there's
right
gonna
now?
Be two when you look it up. There's going to be two Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's going to be one that says Rocky Horror Picture Show and one that says Rocky Horror Picture Show, Let's Do the Time Warp Again. And that's because I had forgotten this. They did like a kid-friendly version on Fox in 2016. Yeah.
Oh.
It has like, I don't know if you know Victoria Justice.
No.
I know her because I have an 11-year-old, so... Bella used to watch when she was younger this show called Victorious, and she's on it. On Disney. So it's like she was around the time like with Miley Cyrus was doing Hannah Montana and all that, and Bella used to watch those. So choose Rocky Horror Picture Show. But for those of you guys that want to check it out and want to watch it with a family, you know, like with the family and stuff, watch the other one. Because that one's kid friendly and they're wearing more clothes and it's a little bit more appropriate. But yeah. So that's it for me.
All right. And I'm going to
What are you going to tell us about?
Well, since our theme right now is with Halloween and scary stuff. So, we're going to talk about a movie, a scary movie from the 80s, Poltergeist.
Dun, dun, dun.
1982. I like that movie when I was a kid. I remember being scared. Because I was a kid. I mean, five.
The clown part.
No, not the clown. No, the part when the little girl gets sucked into the TV. Yeah. I was like, what the? Like, I remember being scared of
the TV, the static.
The static. I was like, that's creepy. I'm like, but then I got over it. But I just remember
how old were you when you watched
five.
It?
Like five.
Yeah.
Like I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, because my mom would let us watch, like,
My mom was like that, too, yeah.
Like, I would watch, like, watch, like, Freddy Krueger movies.
Oh, yeah,
like,
me too.
And I'm like, but...
Mexican moms don't care, I guess. They're like, go watch something, get out of my... Stop bothering me.
But since we're talking about, you know, besides that being, like, a scary movie or whatever, horror movie, something, like, creepy... happened, like, I guess you can say, like, they're kind of cursed or whatever, or they're like, it's just strange things happen after these, like, type of scary movies. But so in this one, let me see, so the co-star dies in, like, real life.
Oh, the little girl, Carol Ann.
Yeah, she died. And then the other girl that plays the sister.
Oh yeah, she got killed by her boyfriend.
Yeah, by her boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, I know about that one.
Yeah, because the little girl died from medical stuff.
But
like,
she died young.
She died young, but like
she was like 9 or something.
Health problems.
Right?
But yeah, the other one was like murdered by her boyfriend.
He was stalking her. Yeah, her ex-boyfriend was stalking her and everything, and then he killed her.
What I found weird is that, like, a lot of people say that that movie, like, you know, it was cursed from the beginning because they use real bones, human bones, instead of, like, props. And
they
use
Did they really? Like,
they use real bones because apparently prop ones cost more money. And then, like...
Oh, wow. So those were real human bones.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I want to watch it again now.
Yeah, me too. That's creepy.
And then the other creepy thing is, like, the brother, like, in the movie, there's, like, a poster of, like, the Super Bowl. Like, he has a poster of, like, the Super Bowl or something.
In his room.
Yeah. And then, apparently, he ends up dying, like, well, in real life. He dies after a Super Bowl game. Like, years later. Like, after the movie, though.
So
that's just a coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, that one's a coincidence. But let's go back to that. So, almost everybody in this film died?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's creepy.
That's creepy. Like... Yeah. I know I have heard a lot of, especially around Halloween time and stuff, I have heard a lot of, movies that were cursed, that, you know, scary movies and stuff. You know, like, I guess we could talk more about other movies, too. I'll tell you the Exorcist one that we were just talking about and stuff. But, yeah, they had actors that died in that one, too, in The Exorcist. And I guess there was 9 deaths altogether, but there was 2 actors in particular that were scripted to die in the film, and they also died in real life during post-production stage of the film. That's pretty creepy. And a lot of stuff, I have heard it, you know, I heard there was... Fires would start just unexpectedly. Camera.
Are you sure it wasn't just like
faulty
wires
and shit? Who knows? Yeah, maybe cheap stuff. Yeah. But I guess a fire had started in like the girl's room, Reagan's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, she broke her back in one of the scenes too, because they pulled her wrong or her harness.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. I know that she was like traumatized. Like, yeah, I know that.
Oh, yeah, the mental illness and traumatized and stuff.
But I didn't know that she hurt her back, yeah, like, her like spine.
Forever, you know, like, yeah, that she talked about it, that it's given, I think she talked about it in some interview I was watching, and she was older and stuff, and she said that to this day, like, it's
still in pain.
Yeah, so it's, like, something that wasn't fixable and really messed up her life because of that. So there was the deaths, the fire, her broken back, her mental illness. They said that when it first premiered on the opening night or whatever, like, it was, the theater was across, one of the theaters was across the street from a church, and it got struck by lightning.
Okay, yeah, that's coincidence.
That one's coincidence.
But the one about the deaths.
Those, yeah, the deaths, like, that's creepy.
That you're dying, yeah, in the movie, and then you end up dying in real life, right, like, a couple months later after.
And
you,
I mean, that was a pretty strong movie, you know, like, a strong theme. And
that's what I hear, like,
with,
from a lot, like, at the, know, time, that was, like, one of the scariest
and
movies.
The devil and, you know, exorcism.
And it's so funny because as we watch it now, I remember I was,
yeah,
so bored. Like,
yeah, now it's,
when I watched it in high school, I was like,
yeah,
like,
what,
like,
we're,
oh,
watching
was
now.
Not that scary. I was expecting, I remember thinking I was going to get really scared. And I was like, oh, like, it's not that bad. Like,
it's because nowadays, it's like the stuff that we're watching, and then with, now we have, like, CGI and the special effects, and then makes it, like, more real and everything. There's a lot,
you know,
of,
like,
stuff.
A lot of, I don't watch a lot of scary movies anymore.
You don't?
No, I don't. Hmm. Like, I was really into them, like, in high school and,
yeah,
like, early college. But then, I don't know, I just, they just don't, I don't know, they just seem,
remember,
so
boring
to me now.
Remember when we watched that movie, Darkness Falls, about the Tooth Fairy lady?
Oh, that one was stupid.
You didn't like it?
No.
I like it, about the Tooth Fairy lady. Yeah. There was Derek.
No, the one that I the one that I've always liked and I still like is The Others, like. That one is,
oh, we
so
just
good.
Watched that, actually,
I,
like, a couple days ago.
I loved that movie when I saw
I
it in
Bella
the theater.
It.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So they were the ghosts.
They
the
were
the,
yep.
Like, what? This house is ours. Mm-hmm. This house is ours. That's what,
oh,
that's
when
what
the
they
little
end up
girl,
saying at the end.
When the little girl is, like,
your
daughter. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's like the
actually, it was hilarious.
Boy, it's so creepy, though. It's so creepy.
Yeah,
but
that was a good one.
Yeah, we actually watched that. That's so funny. Like, last week or something, I let, you know, Bella watch it. Because, you see, Latina moms, they don't care. I have an 11-year-old watching scary movies and stuff. She loves it.
Yeah.
But, no, Derek listens to this radio show called Coast to Coast. And it's, like, it starts at midnight and stuff. And during Halloween time, they call it Ghost to Ghost, and they talk about paranormal stuff. And the other night, I heard them, they were talking about the movies that were cursed and this and that, too. And they were talking about also, like, ranking the movies of how scary they are and everything. So I guess they did this study. I don't exactly remember because I heard it in passing and stuff, so I didn't really listen to it, but it said they were doing a study, and so they got the people that were going to watch the movie, they put, like, heart monitors on them, to see if their heart would react, you know, with the scary parts. Yeah, because they wanted to see. They really wanted to see, you know. And I guess the scariest movie out of all of them that they tested and everything was Sinister with Ethan Hawke. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Derek said we've seen it. I don't remember it, but now I want to go see it because, I mean, I want to see it again. But, yeah, it's called Sinister with Ethan Hawke, but I don't remember it. Derek was saying he's, like, an author, and I don't really know. I don't remember it at all.
I don't remember. Yeah, I know.
But if you guys want to watch a really scary movie, I guess check out Sinister, too, because according to that study, it was one of the scariest movies,
really?
You know, and they had heart monitors and everything, and
really?
Something else
I'm
that they
really
were attaching
curious.
To
like,
them.
I
want to, like,
Google it, or IMBD it.
for their neurons and stuff, and yeah, apparently. Yeah. But. Okay, so that's all we have for this
spooky episode.
Spooky. No, I like that though. But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions on scary movies to watch, I know Halloween's already next weekend and everything, but send us an email or a DM on Instagram or anything.
DM
like that.
Is a lame one.
So yeah. Tone deaf hippies.
Slide into her DMs.
Yep. Slide into her DMs.
Your DMs.
Oh my God. It's ours because that Instagram is ours, dummy. Anyway.
Alright.
Alright, guys. Well, that was it.
That was it.
Have a happy Halloween.
And a Merry Christmas. I was watching The Nightmare Before Christmas with my niece. That's why. She loves it. I was like, yes. I love that movie. That was like my favorite.
That's my favorite movie too.
Yeah.
All right, bye guys.
Ciao.